For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Bruss. For your sports talk fix every day from 4 to 6, it's Scalzo and Bruss.
Live from the Gruber Law Office, One Call, That's All Studios at Radio City.
Party, baby.
This is Scalzo and Bruss, presented by Bud Light.
It's a party, baby.
On 94.5 ESPN and Wisconsin On Demand.
It's a party, baby.
Scalzo and Bruss across ESPN Wisconsin. Ben Bruss here alongside Justin Garcia. My pleasure to have him. I mean, we went deep in the depth chart today. Jen Latta probably out shooting a College Game Day feature. Mark Chmura chopping up wood in the weather outside. Greg Scalzo out, obviously, today.
Right. Happy Monday!
Missy Greg, hope you're feeling better. Who else is there? Basically, we went down.
Eric Name.
Gabe Neitzel's out of the country. The official and unofficial sub of Scalzo and Bruss. And we end up with Justin Garcia. You can hear him pre and post and halftime of the Bucks Radio Network, also sometimes on WTMJ, also sometimes on Wildy and Tausch. I mean, he's everywhere. But we still have to go dig to the bottom.
Hey, you were our first choice for this. What do you think?
Who told you that?
I'd rather not say at this point.
Yeah, don't. Wow. Because they've been lying to you. We are also joined by Steve the Homer True.
That's correct.
Yeah, baby.
I was tops on the list for me.
you went down the list after you got scared by the wind on opening day. Didn't want to make you work. You know, the roads might be a little careful. We'll only keep you for 5-10 minutes here because I want you to get home safely.
Correct. Yeah.
But I do have.
You can say whatever you want. You're never going to make me feel bad.
I know that. That's
because
why
you'll
I say
never
a lot
tell
of
the
things.
Truth about how cold it was and how terrible it was because
it was beautiful
you
out.
It's right. Okay. Funny then, when you were doing the show, we got this terrible. You probably had somebody that was doing that while you were there.
Yeah.
Just so that
it was a noisemaker.
So that I would think that it was windy. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So Homer's with me, and we are also streaming live on Twitter at Scalzo and Bruss. Because I gotta pay up now. It sucks. It really sucks. 100, 200, it's all proof on the stream. 300. I had to get $40 back from Greg because we lost a lot of money on that Harry Potter slot over at Red Rock the other day on Friday.
Took you for all your money?
Well, I gave him change for one of my hundreds, and then I had to Venmo him $40 after I lost that to Harry Potter. So 400. Correct, Homer? Just make sure. Everything good so far?
I never doubt you've always been good at paying your debts in the past.
Yep. Here's 500. Jeez, 627?
That's correct.
Cheapers. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. 600.
600.
And then
still
6.
Pay for our flooring or a new car.
I actually prefer flooring.
Okay, yeah.
How's that sound?
It's good.
Because your car is fixed all the time at Fisco Auto Body. They do a great job for you.
Right.
So I feel like flooring is, I would
yeah,
at least
you
feel,
can come by.
You always talk about how you have grandkids.
10905 Potter, you can come by and look at it. They're finishing up today.
I would love to. Again, I just want to feel like my money's being put towards good use moving forward. And I would like to bet with you moving forward. Can we do that?
It's not fun at all. I want to bet against you.
The smile that you have, the joy.
I'm thinking
like this is a good business.
I feel like it has been a good business. Yes, I feel like I could take the Bulls to win one game.
Nah,
at the proper value.
Okay, so Justin and I, Joshy named us the Bucks Bros, which is as lame as possibly you could name something.
I wasn't trying to be creative.
What's wrong with that?
It's not creative. Everything we do here is creative here on Scalzo and Bruss. Do you like that, Justin?
I don't, but it's better than the other. Bros nickname that Joshy has given me and somebody else here, so I'll take it.
All right. The Bozo Brothers.
That's more like it. I want to place another bet now with Homer, even though I just lost 627. Justin, normally Greg Scalzo is baiting me into bad bets, so I lose more money to Homer. Right. I feel like I should bet Homer $100 that they don't win a single game.
Not even.
Why won't it be even?
Well, because now, in terms of winning $100, picking the Bucks to win the series,
you got to lay
$3,000.
$5,000 for the series.
It's three, I thought. Is it
$5,000? I saw updated lines.
To win $100,
just that's to win the series, not to win. Not for the Bulls to win a game.
Correct. Yes.
So, I'll go 2-1. Is that fair, Justin? 2-1. He wins $200.
No, I don't think so. No, 5-1.
No, that's not.
I was going to say 4, but
all right, we'll go 4. Yeah. That's good.
I'm not laying $400 again. All these, I lose the big odd bets. For those who don't know why I'm paying him $627,
you think that they could lose a game?
No, I think they're sweeping. But well, we also
no
know
problem.
What I think.
We could have given you 12-1.
Well, yeah. You also know what I think is wrong all the time.
What is wrong all the time?
Everything he thinks. I hear you smiling through that microphone.
No, it's...
You can't take advantage of me anymore. And I also thought you had a heart and a soul, but I'm starting to realize you don't. You have joy and fulfillment. No,
you're
out of
a grown man. There's not... At some point in your life, you don't have to have adults taking care of you. I've never once forced you to make the bet. And you're not forced to do it now. The advantage that I feel that I've taken is that I've forced a value to make the pick. I've won bets I didn't think I was going to win. I just thought when I won the one on Aaron Rodgers coming back a second time, I didn't think that, but I thought at 5-1,
might as well take
it. It's worth a shot because the man's crazy.
Are you happy?
And I'll bet you 5-1 again. I'll bet you 5-1 again. This is his last year. It's exactly the same thing.
No, that's great. You got to take that.
See, there we go. Yeah.
No.
I'm getting the 5, not him.
Either way, yeah.
You know,
I'm all for it. Yeah.
Right. So I win 500, he wins 100.
Yeah.
And I'm saying, and I'm definitely the underdog, that this is his last year.
Well, the
and
good
if he plays a year after this in Green Bay, then you win $100. And now you're only down $500.
Homer, the good news for me is last year
I like your brother, your Bucks brother. Is much better.
I don't like him, which is well
All
known.
Right, here's a good one. Here's a great one right here. I'll take the other side. I'll go 5-1 taking Aaron Rodgers that he plays after this year.
No,
you can pick either side.
This is the ultimate like glue guy. This is what you want with you. He's willing to do whatever.
Yeah, you pick your side.
He knows how unlucky I am.
Well, then if I were you, I'd take the 5-1. Yeah,
he's
giving
you
both. 100.
It's on you to pick.
The good news is last year you won money when I had bet against the Bucks. Now that I am employed by the Milwaukee Bucks, there are no bets that will be made surrounded by the Milwaukee
Wise
Bucks.
Wise move on your part.
Yes, I like my job.
Hold on, no. I think you need to check on that because the nature of gambling is now so huge in all sports. You have the official everything of the NBA that I think that I would hope, but I would check. I'd agree with that. That you should be able to bet on the Bucks whenever you want. For example, I think, and you guys can
look at
this.
I'd love to hear your reasoning because
I feel like you're really wrong.
I'm willing to hear him out, but I think
they should want their people to bet.
What?
Everybody is promoting gambling. Look at Charles Barkley and all this stuff. How could you?
He's not employed by a team.
It doesn't matter. You're gambling for that team, and the Bucks have their official gambling site, right?
So you think I could Pete Rose it? I could only bet for the Bucks.
Of course, yes.
And look, here's the thing, too, which I would assume you've learned.
I think they would like you to do it. If I was your boss, I would want you to have.
So you're Peter Fagan now.
What's your pick of the night? Yes.
Exactly. Yeah, it could be a great feature.
And you're promoting.
They are promoting it on their Bucks social media because they have a partner.
I want to tell you this. They're promoting it everywhere. Yeah. Okay, you look at all the stuff nationally. Go back and see how many times. It's a great commercial, the one where Charles Barkley has himself, the little guy on his side. It's very funny. Everything they do.
We got next. 800-990-3776.
There's nothing the NBA is promoting more right now than gambling.
We bring in the owner of Good Karma Brand, CEO, Craig Karmazin, to shed some light to Homer and how crazy he is right now.
There's no way I'm crazy.
Craig, host of Sunday Karma, noon to 10 to noon across ESPN Wisconsin on Sundays.
But I'm not crazy.
Welcome into Scalzo and Brust.
Yeah, Homer, you might not be crazy, but you're wrong. Ben and anyone who is employed by the NBA cannot be gambling on NBA games.
So even Charles Barkley?
So, you know, again, as someone who's with a partner of the league, I don't know how that would impact things. But with a team or with the league directly, and especially as Ben would have access potentially to information that the general public would not have based on his relationship, it would damage the public's confidence in wagering if Ben was able to place wagers on NBA games.
What if you bet $20 on the Bucks every game? How is that? I mean, you admit there's an inconsistency there. I mean, that may be the rule. You could be. I mean, clearly you're right, but there's an inconsistency to the whole thing.
You're saying that that many of the largest partners of the league are gambling related, yet those involved can't gamble on the game?
Yeah. I mean, they're sold out. The NBA has sold out to gambling, right?
Are you saying that Coach Bud should be able to gamble on the game?
Yes, he should be able to bet $20 on the Bucks on every game. Yes, without a doubt. There has to be standards of, like, you have to do it every game.
But Homer, here's where I'll disagree.
What's the issue?
There's spreads and there's money lines. If it was just to win, I would maybe be able to make your argument. But when you're a head coach and you have control over what players
it's just to
win. You didn't say that because spreads, you can put worse free throw shooters out there, and manipulate a potential number with the information and the power as the coach of someone who can affect the game.
Correct. No, it has to be just to win. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right, but then you'd also have to wonder, in game 82, did he play guys that may have resulted in an injury because he had his $20 on the game? You know, there's a lot of things that would come into play that obviously the league doesn't want to play.
They brought all those things up for years as to why they didn't want to associate with gambling. And now they're associating with gambling.
I mean,
that's
what the other leagues did. I mean, from the beginning, Adam Silver was pretty pro-gambling from the time he became commissioner of the NBA. Right. I think he saw this before other people. I think when, you know, I was playing Prize Picks the other day, which, by the way, I think is gambling.
Which I do as well. I made the mistake of not playing Lopez over 12.5 points. That was a gimme.
Yeah, and I was playing the other night, and I watched a random baseball game that I never would have watched had I not been playing Prize Picks. Yep. And, you know, I think there's a reason why gambling will, you know, help consumption of all of these sports, and there's a reason why it's to the benefit of teams and leagues to embrace gambling. Mm-hmm. But if you're a wide receiver for the Falcons, I don't think they want you betting on your team, even if you're not playing in the game.
He doesn't have a gambling problem, according to him, though.
No, they just haven't. I mean, as I said, I'm just silly. They haven't set up the standards by which they will allow it yet.
Craig, thank you for joining. I just can't watch Homer keep counting that cash in front of me. Do you hear him shuffling cards?
I think you should take the 5-1 on the Aaron Rodgers.
He offered it both ways.
If he's willing to give you $100 if Aaron Rodgers plays more than 1 year with the Packers, I mean, that's free money.
Yeah.
I mean, that is free money.
Yeah, until I bet it, and then he doesn't come back.
Seems like a safe bet to me. Yeah.
You think he's going to play more than you're willing to give me 5-1 right now on a
No, I'm getting 5-1. You're getting the $100 if he plays for the Packers, not this season, but the following season. I will get $500
Craig, Justin, Josh. I mean, usually Greg tries to
I don't have a heart. Craig will agree that
this takes a heart. Justin told you to take it right away.
Exactly. Yes. I mean,
listening isn't one of my best skills.
Write that down.
Handshake.
Checkbook. Yeah.
Woohoo! I don't know what happened, but I got this on the radio. Okay. And
what happened
on demand.
Is is that I am giving you $100 if Aaron Rodgers plays a second season.
Oh, baby, he's going to have MVP season. All aboard the Rodgers train, baby.
If he leaves, if he plays this next season and retires or becomes a monk and doesn't play.
Can't rule it out.
Then you owe me $500.
I've heard the playoffs referred to as the second season. So can he get by in a caveat there? It has to be
he's got
the 2023 season.
Yeah, 2023. He's got to play the 2023 season with the Packers.
Craig, thanks for joining us here. Craig Sundays from 10 to noon when Homer's not filling in for him across ESPN Wisconsin. Later, Craig.
Thanks, guys.
You
was
get out
he
here
actually
too.
Listening or did somebody call him?
No, he's listening.
Big fan of the show.
Big Scalzone Russ. He's part
that's
of the Scalzone Russ family.
Than anything else.
Yeah, I'm really glad he's a part of the Scalzone Russ family because I feel like that's someone you want on your side. Wouldn't you say, Joshy?
Yeah, that's a good person to have in your corner.
I like having him. Homer, stop counting my cash in front of me.
By the way, I understand I'm wrong now, but you tell me how it doesn't benefit a league to have Bud bet $100 on his team to win every game.
Well, what happens the game he doesn't bet on his team to win?
No, you have to. That's the rule. You got to do it every game. I mean, there, as I
and
said,
are you setting the standard of $20 any amount?
All I'm saying is they will set standards because it benefits the league. What? Okay, I'm going to bet on the Bucks. Hey, Bud's betting $100 on the Bucks on every game.
But if he's doing it every game, I mean.
Right, looks good.
Does it? Because I would assume every coach is betting on themselves.
Fine, then have every coach bet on it for how has that hurt the league? That's my point.
I think it hurts the league.
What?
How does it help?
It makes people feel like they're positive about their team.
Wouldn't it be better to have the coaches like have their pick of elsewhere in the league so they're not betting on their own?
Ooh,
betting on your own team really feels like something you could run into some trouble with.
And I like this.
Like the in-quarter interviews are about their gambling record that season. Like Coach Bud, you're 18-7 against the spread this
You really
year.
Know the league well,
hey,
Coach.
Like, a lot of it is coming from Charlotte, too.
Don't
what have you seen in the Hornets?
I know. Don't put anything by it.
See, but now I don't even like that, Joshy, because he could be calling up.
Right.
You know, he could be calling up Doc and be like, "Hey, Doc, I need a win here. I've been betting you guys a little much."
Here's the other part. The supervision of it now is going to be stronger than it's ever been. The possibility of all this stuff occurring in the past was way greater than it is going to be in the future.
Hey, Billy Donovan, did you see how many people bet on us to sweep you? We'll give you a game if you give me a little kickback.
I mean, I want the announcer to say at halftime, "Hey, I got Brooke Lopez plus 12.5 on the points. He's only got 3. Can you get him the ball, coach?"
You'll hear that on the national broadcast, but definitely not the team ones. Homer, thank you. You're welcome for the floors. And when we come back, we're talking about...
Our family thanks you, just so you know.
Great. Awesome. Wonderful.
The true family thanks you from top to bottom.
That's right. My heart is just as warm and fuzzy as can be.
We'll put in the corner, I'll get a little plaque dedicated by Ben Bross.
I
like that.
Well, can I
like that?
I do too.
Yeah. On the floor. Give him like a decal like a basketball.
Well, I just think about when I was a kid with the sidewalk when they poured the cement, I put my handprint on there. Can I do something like that?
We can't do that, though. We can take one of the wood, the wood piece of the wood floor
dedicated
in the corner and have it, have you.
In memory of, yep.
Nice deal.
I'll live forever in the true family household.
They'll remember.
Justin and I break down game one of the Bucks Bulls. It was ugly. But do you worry? We'll tell you next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
It contains bourbon, I think simple syrup, some mint that's muddled in there, and there might be something I'm forgetting. Am I forgetting anything, Josh?
I think that's just it. I think it's just the mint is just muddled. It's very...
Maybe I've seen this drink. I feel like we're missing basil.
No, that's mint,
Ben. That's
mint.
The mint
that's
that
mint.
You see in there. You know,
that's
mint
the
comes
leaf.
From a plant.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, you just realized that mint isn't just a gum flavor.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
Stream live and listen anytime on your time on Wisconsin On Demand.
The Milwaukee Bucks win game one at Fiserv Forum last night against the Chicago Bulls. It was horrible. Like, there's no getting around it. The officiating sucked. The shooting sucked. Giannis was standing out of bounds next to Coach Bud with 48 seconds, and I remember saying, please take a timeout and get Giannis back in. It was a weird game. But ultimately, the Bucks won that game and are up 1-0, and I still think are likely to sweep. Any reason to worry Justin Garcia?
About this series?
Just in general.
This series, no.
This series, no. I agree. Would you agree with me that a sweep is pretty, like, the Bucks can't play any worse and lose?
Well, yes. That's the thing, is Chicago can point to our big three was, what, 21 of 71? Like, neither team played well yesterday, but how many times is that going to align where the Bucks play that poorly? And game ones seem to be the issue for this team, that they're, I think, 4-6 now under Bud, but the last couple of years it's 2-5 now.
Yeah, it's been really bad.
Game ones, and specifically game ones where they have a long layoff, like we saw last year against the Heat. They had 7 days off between the regular season ending and game one. Here it was 8 days. Because the starters and the regulars didn't play in the game against Cleveland. They had a week off going into that series with the Nets last year. They looked brutal in game one. The shooting percentages were bad. So I do attribute part of it to that. And Drew Holiday was pretty adamant after the game of, yeah, it was just rust and the layoff.
I like that, by the way. I like when a player just says what it is and isn't like...
Better back it up, though.
Yeah, totally. But at least it's not like, yeah, I we don't know. Like, it just was a weird game. Like, we didn't have rhythm. He just flat out said like, something. Yeah, now it's like, all right, well, it was rust. We're going to get back in practice. We know we play on Wednesday. We got the win in an ugly game, and we're going to smack the crap out of them because it's still, again, a very wide margin of a spread. I believe it's double figures again at 10. For the Bucks are favored by 10 against the Bulls on Wednesday.
Well, you just can't help yourself, huh?
Well, I'm just
getting back on.
No,
it after,
I'm just letting the people know.
Paying out to Homer.
I'm just more so saying, and from the standpoint of one could potentially watch that game against the Bulls if they only saw second, third, and fourth quarter and think, man, this might be a tough series.
Yeah.
But if you did see the first quarter, I'd expect more of
first
that.
First quarter is basically what I expect
the rest of the series
to be.
Because, let's be honest here, against the Bulls yesterday in that game, when they were up 34-21 at the end of the first quarter, they shot like crap from three. They didn't even have a complete quarter. So we've still yet to see the Bucks play a complete quarter against the Chicago Bulls. Giannis had 0 points in the fourth quarter. Not to mention he was in the top three in the NBA of points scored in the fourth quarter. And they still found a way to win. Are you worried at all about the Bucks 800-990-3776?
Yeah, I'm not worried about this series. And even if they would have lost yesterday, it would have kind of felt like the Magic series where it's, wow, I can't believe they lost this game. But
in the bubble,
gonna,
losing game one
still
to
win the series.
Vucevic,
right.
Ironically.
But I do, when you see them shoot as poorly as they did, and this has been a regular occurrence, it feels like they shot 32% throughout the playoffs from three last year and still won the championship because of their defense. So I'm definitely not concerned about this Bulls series, but the deeper the playoffs go here, I wouldn't say I'm concerned, but it's at least, okay, let's monitor this. If the offense is going to have games like this and we're going to see more of this playoff shooting, they got by last year because of the defense, and a big part of that was P.J. Tucker. So how much will they miss P.J. Tucker down the road if they're not getting the offensive performances? It's not going to hurt you against the Bulls, but against the Nets or the Celtics is where you might see, that's where we could have had this defense switching on everything, especially against a team like Boston.
Yeah, I mean, I think back to it was a late regular season stretch where they were on a road trip and they went to Philly and then they went to Brooklyn. And everyone did harp about how Giannis had a sweet block against Embiid, and it absolutely was. And they actually played a pretty good game, in my opinion, against Philly. Then on Thursday, they played the Nets. They were horrible.
Bad game, yeah.
Like, it reminded me a lot of how they played in the playoffs last year, where they weren't great, and they won the game, and it looked cool because Giannis had a step back three, and he hit clutch free throws, but they missed a ton of shots. It was a good win because I believe Middleton got kicked out on a horrible flagrant two in that game. But more so, I'm with you. This Bulls series will be a breeze the rest of the way. don't expect to see as bad as basketball if it does happen. I would start to worry not about the series, but just about the are we playing our best basketball at the right time in the playoffs? Because I would like to think that coming off the World Championship, knowing that you brought back Drew Holiday, Chris Middleton, and Giannis, they're the core three. They have a ring. They've gotten better, in my opinion. I would say Chris took a step back from last year. So far this season, Chris has not looked anywhere near as consistent as he was from last season. Drew Holiday has looked better at times. Yeah. Giannis Antetokounmpo has shown more, but he hasn't been consistent with all of the tools in his arsenal. It's almost like now that he has the ability to shoot and he's shown the willingness to continue to pass and find shooters, he almost has too much that he can do that it almost makes him overthink, where I just want to see Giannis like take over and be like, you know what? I have the size advantage over every Chicago Bull. Every possession, just throw it up to me. I'll go grab it and I'll finish on them.
Yeah, or I'll just throw it off the glass myself and get it and give myself the alley-oop. Drew looks like the guy he was in the second half of the season last year, where he said, I figured out how to play with this team and I got comfortable in my role. I wonder, and look, it seemingly has not affected Drew, but coming into the season, you wondered about both Drew and Chris. If they finished playing July 20th, and 3 days later, they're on a plane going to Tokyo and playing in the Olympics, and then you come back, and you got training camp in a month, and you start to do your scrimmages and five-on-fives and open gyms, and it's just no time off. That at what point does that catch up to these guys? And I do wonder if that was part of it with Chris, with the ups and downs. I mean, we've come to see that with Chris, but
I mean, seven turnovers again. And this is what Chris does. He could go
Games away from him looking like prime MJ.
He'll go 8 assists, 2 turnovers, and shoot 55% from the field and 40 from 3.
Yeah.
And that's what you're going to get from Chris Middleton. And I think the good sign that I will take from yesterday is everything went the Bulls' way. 0 points for Giannis. Chris and Drew stunk. Yeah. They were 32% from 3. They shot like crap from the free throw line, and they still beat the Bulls because the Bulls are bad. That being said, I think these next three games, they need to build momentum. If Drew Holiday is talking about rust, all of that rust needs to be gone, because the Boston Celtics were the best team in the NBA since the All-Star break. They are the 2 seed waiting on the other side. Oh, and by the way, if they lose to the Brooklyn Nets, I just don't want to see Kyrie Irving and Kevin Durant ever in a playoff series in the Eastern Conference semis. So the next three games are critical, in my opinion, not just for winning, but playing better basketball.
More so KD. I'm fine with seeing Kyrie Irving, especially in a semifinal series. Bucks are 2-0 against Kyrie Irving at that level in the playoffs. But I think yesterday was nice, too, because I think the big concern for a lot of people was the first year under Bud in 2019 playoffs, you blew through the Pistons and won the 4 games by 100 points, basically. You could see in game one against the Celtics, yet another game one where the Bucks struggled, you could see they probably weren't ready to get to the next level, that you weren't tested, you weren't pushed at all by the Pistons, and now it's, hey, these teams are coming at you. So that was an adjustment. Going through yesterday, where you actually had to dig down and, well, we got to grind this one out and win it,
it wakes them up a little
bit. That's probably good in the long run, because that was my concern of they should blow through the Bulls. And then what if you have Boston, who's been red hot, as you mentioned, and takes care of the Nets? I mean, they could do it in 5 games. What if that's what you have waiting for you on the other end? It's going to take a little bit for you to get to their level.
I do hope that series goes 7. But the problem is, if the Bucks go 4 and that series goes 7, that means it's another long layoff for the Bucks, as we heard from Drew Holiday talking about rust, and we used other examples of why the Bucks maybe have struggled in some of these game ones. On Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, if you missed it, I gave Homer his $627. He counts that in my face on Twitter, at Scalzo and Brust, and tells you why you need to vote for Scalzo and Brust Best of Madison. And if you want to do that, all you have to do is text VOTE to 800-990-3776. 800-990-3776. Text VOTE, and a link will shoot right back at you to vote for Scalzo and Brust Best of Madison. Milwaukee family, we can use you too on this. We can use all of the Scalzo and Brust family. 800-990-3776. Text VOTE. My name is Ben Brust, and I approve this message.
I love that addition to the end there.
Thank you.
Now, this, I might be exposing myself here a little bit, but not really, not on the stream. What was this payment for? You've got so many bets that you've lost a homer.
Yeah, that's a good point. I never brought some context. $500 because Aaron Rodgers is coming back this year.
Gotcha.
5-1 I placed before the season, and the odds were 2.5-1.
Mm-hmm.
And Homer gave me a chance to get out of that bet. I'm just a complete Looney Tune. I believe Christian Yelich had over a base and a half, so he won $17 on that. McCutcheon with the single was $10. So that's how we got the 27. The 100 in there is missing in my mind, but I know I owe it. So there's my answer to that. Again, 800-990-3776. Just text VOTE, and we will send a link back to the Scalzo and Brust family so we can win Best of Madison radio show Scalzo and Brust. Justin Garcia in for Greg Scalzo. I'm Ben Brust. 1 or 0 coming up next on Scalzo and Brust.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Brust.
Tell me why ain't nothing but a heart.
Tell me why
ain't nothing but a mistake.
Tell me why
I never want to hear.
I want it that way.
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Brust podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
How did I get here?
See ya in for Greg Scalzo. I'm Ben Brust.
Where is that large automobile? And you may tell
we are not worried one bit about the bowl series, but I will say I want to see the Bucks build some confidence the next three games because the opponent waiting on the other side of the next round will not be waiting for them to get rid of Rust. That being said, let's get into a little 1 or 0.
Are you a 1 or 0? That's the question you have to ask yourself. Are you a yes or a no?
There's no such thing as a gray area. Life is binary. It's just a 1 or a 0.
He's Justin Garcia. I'm Ben Brust. We are your contestants for 1 or 0. Joshy DiMaggio is your host. He's going to give us a statement. We're going to say 1 for yes, 0 for no. There is no gray area. You heard the big voice guy. Joshy, take it away.
This weekend, Ashton Rotman, producer for Jen Gavin Chewy 7-9 on 94.5 ESPN Milwaukee, helped ESPN Wisconsin superfan Ron and the Key move. Ron offered to pay both of us to help him move.
Meaning you and Ashton.
Yes. And I declined, and Ashton accepted. 1 or 0. Ashton helping fans move is weird.
1. It's the most insanely idiotic thing I've ever seen happen at this company. Ron, hire movers. Ask a cousin. Ask family. Ashton Rotman? You took advantage of the nicest guy in the company.
No,
sure,
on.
Sure. Listen. I say the nicest guy in the company. I'm onto him. I think he's fake. Like, I think he's too nice.
Oh, no, that's not where I was
okay,
going.
Okay, I didn't know if you were too nice. You thought he was going there, Josh. You thought he was going to rip Ashton.
He's too nice for his own good, but I do respect that Ron found the weak link and attacked it. Yeah, like, oh, this guy will say yes to anything. Hey,
totally.
You want to help me move?
Ron's a big...
This is 1,111 for me. Like, yes, absolutely not. You do not do this.
Ron fancies himself a poker player, and he spotted the sucker at the table. If you don't know who the sucker is... It's Ashton Rotman.
Every single table he sits at.
And, like, I'm trying to think. I heard the... Am I allowed to say how much Ashton got paid? Did he say on Jen, Gabe, and Chewy?
I don't know. I don't even know.
Regardless, come on, Ashton. Like, come to the casino with me. Let's put it on black.
Oh,
you know, let's win it together.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you saw. You saw 30 minutes ago. You'll win if you gamble with Ben.
$627 to Uncle Homer.
To do that.
1 or 0. This one's for you, Ben. Ashton is too nice.
Yes, 1. 1. Like, I did something in the office today to purposely try and make him mad.
He smiled.
And when he got mad, he was just like, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that? Like I wanted to, like, I want to, like, hit him and see if he hits me back. You know what I mean?
He won't. I have
I know.
Tried to...
He's a little weenie.
...to get him to the edge, and the brief moments I've sensed, like, he is legitimately upset right now. It lasts for, like, 15 seconds, and he apologizes.
He got his car stolen twice in the last 3 months.
I laughed in his
and
face.
And has come to work the same day. If my car is stolen, I am giving the bird like Kyrie Irving to everybody in the company, and I'm not showing up that day.
One or zero. You would help your friends move if they paid you.
Zero.
Zero. I wouldn't help my friends move, and he's helping Vron and the Key move? Yeah. Jeepers, zero. Christmas, Ashton. Get a life. What are you doing? You're working all day. He gets here at 4 a.m. He leaves around 2. He's got a long day. And then on a Saturday morning, he wants to haul beds and couches up for Vron and the Key? Shoot me.
I have so many questions over, like, was this a sectional? Like, oh, I got a pool table, too. Just one after another. Like, oh, it's fine.
Yeah, I got it. I'm Ashton. I'm coming over.
So I pulled the right move, said I was busy.
What did you say exactly?
It doesn't matter. It was the right answer.
I actually used Ben Brust as an excuse.
Ben Brust
had the big haircut on Saturday.
Well, that's true.
It wasn't there.
But you didn't need to be there.
Exactly. 100%.
For those who missed it, Josh DiMaggio's girlfriend gave me a haircut. And, you know, she did a good job. Because it was
perfect.
Part one of a part two to get the hair back from the dreaded haircut that the Scalzo and Brust family let me know on the air, off the air, on the stream, on calls.
Anywhere they could.
The office made fun of me for a good month. The Bucks workers. I walked into the office today, and the amount of people that commented on my hair made me uncomfortable because it just made me realize that they wanted to let me know it was better than what happened last time.
So you got compliments on your hair this time around compared to last?
Because they wanted to let me know it was so much better than last time.
Well, hey!
That's a good compliment for your girlfriend.
Got better. All right, let's move on here. A home listed for $420,000 in Onalaskan, Wisconsin, went viral on Twitter for having a sign in an otherwise seemingly modest home that said, "Welcome to Pound Town," over the bed. One or zero. You would hang a "Welcome to Pound Town" sign over your bed.
I'm going to go with zero. I think mine would say sexy time. You know, like, Boris, let's make sexy time. You know, I like you.
USA, greatest country in the world.
Justin, I like you.
The most surprising thing was this took place in Onalaska.
Uh-huh.
I spent quite a bit of time in Onalaska going
Where
to college.
Where is Onalaska?
It's right next to La Crosse.
That's why I thought it was northern...
We would go to Onalaska when you were in La Crosse. That was the fancy part of town. Onalaska has the Woodman's and the Best Buy, so we'll go in there.
And Pound Town.
And Pound Town, apparently. That's why it was most surprising to see it there. You can only do that if you're married. Like, if you're a single guy and just have "Welcome to Pound Town" above your bed, then it's full-scale creep.
This home was, and the way the tweet described it, is it's like a classic home goods where it's got like the, you know, the live, laugh, love, like, and then in the bedroom, like, written on one of those signs that would have like a cute,
they have to have more than four kids,
and it says "Welcome to Pound Town." And the strange part was the realtor or person taking
saw
the pictures
it.
Made it like an accent. Because when you stage a home, you can add things, remove things, do what you want. And they said, you know what? Wait, maybe they tricked us.
Well, I mean, as a homeowner, maybe you want the legacy of your home to continue in one specific place. And that was the room that they wanted
to
make sure.
That's a lot of pressure to live up to, though.
Yeah. I mean, you could get some stage fright knowing, like, all right, I got to go to Pound Town. Like, let's perform.
A person, a male specifically, who hangs a "Welcome to Pound Town," that's a guy not going to Pound Town a lot.
You either have to have a hammer, or you're not pounding at all. Right?
One or zero, you have decorations on your walls.
Only because my former roommate Brittany was in town two months ago, and she hung some stuff for me. She hung my 5-piece Star Wars canvas. She hung the bee for Ben that we had on our old apartment. And one article, which is a little uncomfortable because I don't have anything of like...
30 under 30 article?
No, like an article from the State Journal when I hit the shot against Michigan.
Gotcha.
I ha- have like 8 to 10 things that will be cool in a man cave one day. Like, my former teammate has a basement of all of his cool things from when we played at Wisconsin, and like different articles and pictures and whatnot. And I feel like that is okay to put your stuff up of history in a home basement, but like at an apartment where I'm not going to be there long term. You did.
I didn't see that one.
You did.
I would have commented on it.
I know
sure.
You would have. And I was shocked. I was actually shocked you didn't have more to say, or maybe you just talked about it with your girlfriend.
No, I was being nice because I knew the haircut thing for Ben. Because Justin, I learned a thing that I didn't know was a thing with men and haircuts. Ben's very, very particular about his haircut, and like we'll do the can you take off some here and like point things out. I sit down in the chair.
You just that's an Ashton move. I'm like, well, you're the stylist,
well,
so you tell me.
I figure they know more about how my hair grows, how my head shape is, and what will look best. Now, if it's
it was her first time seeing me, she doesn't know how my head and my hair grows.
I know, but
that
led to a conversation where she said that's pretty common. Like you're more uncommon.
Josh, you are on the record of not being able to go to restaurants and order because you have order anxiety.
Yeah.
Anything that has to do... You want to dive deep into this? Yeah, so Josh DiMaggio's restaurant order anxiety next on Scalzo and Bruss because it's baffling.
You're listening to Bud Light Scalzo and Bruss.
You ready for the next question?
Yeah.
For my brain? All right, so like they lay eggs. How do they like get impregnated?
Subscribe to the Scalzo and Bruss podcast free on the Wisconsin On Demand app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Scalzo and Bruss family, we need you. Text vote to 800-990-3776. Text VOTE to 800-990-3776 to help the Scalzo and Bruss show win Best of Madison, Best Radio Show. Hey, Justin, have you voted yet?
I plead the fifth.
That's garbage.
Oh, wow.
I will go solo the rest of the show.
You know what we could do?
Turn off his mic and just...
Well, if he's unwilling, I'll just use his email that I know and submit it for him.
Do it right now. Text VOTE to 800-990-3776. It comes back to your computer and you have a Mac, which means I know you have iMessage. I've seen it at the Bucks booth.
Justin.
You're caught, buddy.
Busted.
That's really creepy, by the way, that you're just peering over my shoulder to see.
Oh, Ben's a peeker.
You sit right next to me.
Unbelievable.
Ben's a peeker.
I also give you your personal space and respect privacy.
I don't. I don't.
Ben, do you peek in the bathroom stall?
What do you mean peek? Oh, at the urinal?
Yeah.
No, not the urinal. I peek for
the... Have you?
Of course. We've all peeked. Right? Have we all not peeked one time?
No.
All right, even if you're standing and looking straight ahead, your periffs can see a little bit, right? Josh is leaving me. Josh is purposely laughing out loud and leaving his mic off because he wants you to drown in here with me. He said, that's garbage, by the way.
What?
For you to set me up like that and then just let me give my...
I was just letting you talk.
Peaked?
I was giving you the space. I actually was reminded of a story once where you and I were at the bar together.
What?
And a guy, we walked in. I was the first one inside the door. And a guy was standing quite far away from the urinal. And he actually recognized you and said your name. And I looked at it and I was like, whoa! Because he was just, I mean, he had had a few drinks and he was just a solid 2 to 3 feet away and it was just hanging out there. And I was like, well.
That's kind of fun to do.
I mean.
What are we talking about? What's fun to do?
Like stand far away from the toilet and shoot?
Aim.
Thanks for the invite.
Play games.
By the way, guys.
Thanks for the invite. It's my 30th birthday party. Cool people invited only. Was that it, Josh?
No, that was just a random.
Yeah.
Just a day.
You could have went with my birthday so you didn't have to feel so left out, you know? Anyway, speaking of going out with Josh DiMaggio, fun time while he's drinking. When you go to a restaurant with him, he basically just clams up. No pun intended there. Because when the server comes to you,
uh-huh.
What goes through your head? Because it feels like panic.
It is much like panic. I don't quite know why. It often happens most time when I'm like indecisive about what I want to eat at the restaurant. I'll have a few things in mind, and I'll just blurt something out without really knowing. Because I also hate like looking at the menu and reading off of it and like looking like a bozo. So sometimes I'll just go into a state. I'll just be in a state where I don't know what's happening. And next thing I know, I have an order and I have to look around the table and go, hey, what did I just order for dinner or for lunch?
Because you black out?
I black out.
What do you, for real?
You don't know, like, you've never had that happen where your body just kind of takes your mind. And
you're ordering food.
Who had the barbecue burger?
That's happened to me before where I stared at someone and was like, oh, I
didn't. Have you ever ordered something on accident that you hate?
Yes, I've ordered things that I, like, didn't want and then just got them and like, well, I guess I'm eating that now. There's just the whole action of ordering around the table and, like,
this is a phobia.
People not paying attention to when they're, like, next in line or moving along. Like, when you're at a table and there's a bunch of people and someone just starts ordering willy-nilly and they're not, like, doing it in some form or fashion.
I have never experienced that.
What? No, I honestly don't think anybody like, in the entire...
Where it doesn't go down the line where somebody just from the other side jumps
never?
In, like, me next, I'll take the chicken fingers.
Or, like, starting at random places, like the guy in the middle of the table.
If they start at the middle of the table, they go the rest of the way a certain way. Yeah. Or they go back and forth, across the table, down the line.
I don't like it.
No, you... It's inducing. This is a phobia. Like, can we work on this? How many times have you ordered something and then gotten something? Like, if you go to the restaurant 10 times, how many times are you getting something that you actually want?
Oh, probably like 8 times.
That's not okay. It should be 10 out of 10 every single time.
Wait, so what is your preferred ordering experience? Through an app or just like going up to
the counter? Oh, if I can order without talking to somebody, business. And I don't want to put anybody who's like a server or anything, but I would prefer to just sit down and my food show up and I'm good to go.
Bingo.
I have a question.
Yeah?
This is definitely Steve the Homer's true phone.
On the table, a phone just started ringing? Is that what happened?
No. He doesn't have it where it locks after a certain period of time. So it's just been on messages. And maybe I'm a peeker. Maybe I peeked too much.
You peeked again.
I saw Nancy. I know that's his wife's name.
Correct.
And Nancy's been on the air, so I feel okay. Like, yes. She's a known figure. So.
Was the text message sent... searching for the phone? Is that what they're trying to do?
Oh, here we go.
Someone left him a voicemail.
Just giving him...
Homer!
Homer, I got your phone. We found... Tweet him. Everyone, tweet... Say you left your phone at the studio and Ben is going through his messages. Everyone tweet Homer and say that.
I'm going to hold him for ransom. I say this phone that I have in my possession...
$627.
This is going to be fun. How deep can I go? Nah, that's invasion of privacy. Can I get in trouble for that?
I mean, not like legally, but it's a coworker of yours and you're snooping through their stuff. We're on the radio. People can hear it.
I paid for this phone, if you don't remember.
No, you paid for one initially and then you had to get another one because you gave him a lemon.
I got him on the right track to get an iPhone.
So you get credit because you gave him a bad iPhone that he then had to turn back in and get a new one because it didn't work.
Correct. 800-990-3776. Again, text vote because we want to win Best of Madison. You will get a link to vote for Scalzone Brust Best of Madison. But coming up next, Kyrie Irving. Do we like him as a villain? Because I'm starting to like Kyrie embracing the fact that the city of Boston hates his guts. And I have a feeling Justin will too because he's pretty senile. Yep, I spoke for you. More Scalzone Brust next.